Welcome to this week's installment of Cultural Conversations. You can leave questions and comments at our Facebook page at facebook.com/culturalconversations. On many lakes in northeastern Indiana, the early morning hours are some of the quietest. The water is calm, birds chirp happily, and no outboard motors can be heard. It doesn't take long, though, for the water to stir and birds to scatter as lakers emerge from their cottages ready to soak up some sun and have their fun in the water. The pace quickens on the lake as speedboats roar by. This is an all-too-familiar sound for those who enjoy Indiana lakes. The summer months in Lake Country in northeastern Indiana are cherished. These 3 months between Memorial Day and Labor Day weekends fly by all too quickly for lakers. Whether it's a recreational or fishing lake, lakers seek out the need for speed, sanctuary, or both, where 5 counties alone in northeastern Indiana sport 335 lakes. There are those who live year-round on lakes, and many more who leave during the winter months. This in-and-out migration changes lake culture substantially. Today I'm talking to lakers and what going to the lake means to them. I'm at Loon Lake, a 222-acre natural lake just north of Columbia City, and talking to lakers, or loonies as locals refer to themselves, Dick and Terry Buchanan. Okay, Terry and Dick, can either of you tell me why you come to the lake?
Yes, I can start here. In town there, you always have the traffic and the hustle and bustle trying to get around. You always stop by traffic or the sirens going or motorcycles. And if you come to the lake, it's peaceful, it's quiet. You can hear the birds, you can hear the... It always sounds good to hear the boats out there running. The fishermen doing their fishing with their muskies. That's what it was, the muskies. And the cool breeze and the sunshine and the peaceful of it. It just puts you in a good state of mind and just relaxes you and you just sleep better and live better. It just feels really good.
Life is good here.
Yes.
Terry, how about you? Why do you come to the lake?
I was raised at the lake all through grade school and high school. And when I look back, I had such joy, such fun, swimming, boating, growing up in a calm, peaceful area all summer long. So when we were able to turn it into ourselves, into coming back to the lake, we were in our late 50s. I remembered that, and I thought I'd love my children and grandchildren to experience that. Nobody in our family has a lake cottage. And that's what we did, and now we just seem to enjoy the togetherness in the heat, in the cottage with the oven on, listening to the birds outside, listening to the kids laugh, listening to everybody swimming in the water hour after hour, and then getting up early in the cool morning, looking at all those happy faces that were so exhausted and slept so well.
Now, do you live here year-round? Are you part-timers or...?
We're part-timers right now. This is what how we want to live with it. We still like our home in town, and we love this place here, just big enough that we can handle both, the yard and the housing part of it, too, and the cleaning of it. And it's just real enjoyable to... able to do both.
We often come, though, at Christmas time because our cottage has heat. We come up during the Christmas holiday if it's not too cold. It's expensive to get the cottage heated up for us to stay because the walls get cold and the floor gets cold. But once we have it heated up, we come back and forth for several weeks over Christmas. And then we're here in March. We're ready to all go to March. We sleep January and February and then ready to go in March. And we're here then through probably October, because fall is as pretty as the spring.
Do either of you want to live here year-round at some point?
I really don't want to. I really enjoy both places. I really enjoy city life. We have a really nice balance, but I think he feels differently.
No, I wouldn't live here year-round. I have a lot of things back in town. I like to play hockey, and there's a lot of sports that I do, and I would miss that and all my buddies back there in town, Fort Wayne. And I need that exercise for myself and to keep myself moving more and living longer.
Now, how did you both decide on Loon Lake? There's over 300 and some lakes in northeastern Indiana, I said previously. So how did you decide Loon Lake is where we need to be?
We had been talking about a lake cottage for about 2 years. And our son, who lives here, called us and said, you have to come see this. It just went up for sale. I looked through the windows today, and it's exactly what you want. So he gave us the realtor's name, and she said, after we called her Saturday afternoon, she said, we just put it online. Go ahead and look at it. We were here Sunday morning and made an offer, and it's the first one that hit us. In looking for a couple of years, we just fell in love with it.
What is maintenance like? And keeping two homes can't be easy, and you managed the size was manageable here at this cottage, but, you know, it's two households.
Well, the one at home, I have it all caught up to date over the years. Remodeled it probably about three times. So that's pretty well done, and except for small things, maybe to paint it, whatever, something like that, or more than the grass is about the only thing. And then this has been redone inside and out. So there wasn't anything more that we had to do. It was just a few things to make it our own. And it's everything we can handle, both directions.
Now, how many years have you been here?
This is our sixth year.
Sixth year. And have you seen any changes here at the lake? Anything as far as folks moving in and out? Or?
Yes, I'm surprised how alive these places are because they keep moving. The homes and people moving in. Like this year, they got at the club meeting, they had eight new people moving in. And there's a lot of bigger homes going up now. They're buying a couple lots and then putting their homestead there and staying at the lake instead of wherever they came from. I know it's just getting bigger and bigger, in the homes and stuff.
And is there any resistance here at the lake, or do you think everyone's pretty open to each his own and they can build their dream house here at the lake? Because it is dynamic. Every home is different.
Yes, it is. Everybody gets what they want. They work with the building department, and everything works out real smooth that way. They get to build what they enjoy and will like.
What kinds of things go on at Loon Lake throughout the year? Are there scheduled activities, socials, or are there any festivals? Or?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Like next week, they're going to have a fishing tournament for kids. And they meet at over here at the loading dock, and then they take off from there, catch the fish, go back. They weigh it in, and they win prizes. Then they have a lot of people donating, commercial buildings or people, donate hot dogs and stuff like that for the kids and prizes and stuff. And then they have golf tournaments. They raise money for the fireworks on aluminum cans. And they have a lot of projects through the year that they do for the improvement of the lake. And they have a 10-year project now they're working on to have it improved.
Now, it still sounds like you spend some time here in the winter. Maybe not nearly as much as you do in the summer months, but what kinds of, you know, how different is it here in the winter? Since you don't live here year-round, when you do visit, I mean, imagine it's pretty quiet around here.
Yes, it is. It's real quiet, but if the ice is good, we like to ice skate on it. I skate with my grandkids and stuff. And it was one winter time where the ice was just perfect. We could skate from any place on the lake. It was just clear as glass. It had about 4 inches of snow. It was powder. But otherwise, it's just a quiet time, and you just normally stay in or just enjoy the scenery of the snow and the stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the people that live here all year round, they get together on Friday night and play cards. They have all of their own social activities. But we're really not a part of that. Mm-hmm. We come here to rest during the winter.
Do you see yourself staying here indefinitely? You're staying at this particular lake?
I do, as long as I can handle it. I don't see any problem there. I mean, if I start slowing down or whatever, I got three kids that will help me out. Three sons. So I see it's going to be a long time, maybe 20 years, if I have that long.
Now, this lake is a nice mix. Is it a good fishing lake? I see people have been fishing. Is it considered a good fishing lake?
A lot of fish stories from this lake.
The bluegill, I know back in the 70s, the fish were really large. You could fly fish any place on the lake along the shorelines and get as you're able to get. And they were good size. They were hard to handle. And now they're just real small for some reason. They just haven't grown. And I really don't know what it is, what's made them not grow like mm-hmm. they should.
Now, and there are recreational hours here. When are those from? When are speedboaters allowed to go out and the wave runners and jet skis? When are they allowed to go out?
They had it's from 1 to 4, and it's all with the association here at the lake. They all agree with it and vote on it.
Mm-hmm. So it's important for the association that there not be recreational activities at that speed anyway. All day long.
It's because of the size of the lake.
Oh, okay.
Anything over 200 acres, there are different portions, different sizes of lakes, and we just qualify for 3 hours a day of fast time.
Okay. And do you like that?
Yes,
it's good for the sediment in the lake. The less boating you have like that, the less problems you're going to have with that, with the sediment and the water quality.
And it's quieter,
yes.
Longer throughout
the day.
And
the kids can play also.
And the water quality, is the association here at Loon Lake, are they on top of, you know, making sure the water quality is good here? And
yes, they've been working on it for 11, 12 years. They've had a lot of grants, and they've been working with the DNR and the River Watch people. I'm not quite sure what their names are, but they all work together here and on the water quality coming in from the farms. They have some sediment ponds that they put in, and they ask people to put plants along the shoreline to filter out the toxics that aren't supposed to be going into the water.
Now, is this lake connected to any other lakes in the area?
Yes, there's the Old Lake and New Old Lake, too, I think, or New Lake and Old Lake. It's the only ones I know of, and the rest of it is small creeks that go to end up in a Tippecanoe.
If there's anything you could leave listeners with, especially those who have never been to a lake in northeastern Indiana, or anywhere for that matter, or know what it's like to have a second residence, what would you like to tell them? How could you entice them to seek out their own little lake mecca, if you will?
It's good to do a lot of research. Take a couple years of doing it and visit all the lakes, visit the people, visit the association, the lake association. Mm-hmm. And talk to them what they do and what their qualifications are and what their outlook is for the lake and for the people on the lake. And they're here, they do 110% for everybody and for the lake.
I think that's a good tip. Do your research. Thank you for listening to Cultural Conversations, edited by Sarah D'Elia and Blake Lau. Join me every Thursday for a new installment of the podcast at nipr.fm to learn more about this beautiful human mosaic. You can leave questions and comments at our Facebook page at facebook.com/culturalconversations.